My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, after gaining his trust back, Davin and his scammer Belinda, formerly Agnes, celebrate their 8-month anniversary. And to celebrate, Davin contacts Clark, a person that was trying to be scammed by her, to discuss her antics, and then another person, Wagner, as well. Happy anniversary, you two. So listen and enjoy.
I go, hopefully my judgment is getting better. I'm due to get one right eventually. LOL. She laughs. I go, glad you find my perpetual stupidity funny, LOL. So this time, if given the chance, will you fillet my heart or perhaps serve it in an iceberg blanc sauce? Somebody watches too many cooking shows.
I'm saying.
He goes, well, this time I'm taking your heart for good. This is what you love about the chick.
Yeah.
She's got the right answer sometimes.
She does. She does. I mean, if this was supposed to be a romantic, you know, interest for you.
Like if I was not married and not who I am, if I was the type to go on dating, and I spoke to this person, I could totally fall in love
You'd
with this
You'd be really intrigued.
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally. I could totally fall for the bullshit. But, of course, they lie, and I'm cynical, so it doesn't work. But she goes, well, I'm taking your heart for good. I go, we shall see, once bitten, twice shy. I go, if given to you, will you love it or crush it so I die?
Mm.
I'm out, babe. Off storm the castle. I'll catch you later, lovely Belinda. I think I had to go to the pool or something.
Okay.
She goes, get me a box of chocolate on your way home, hon.
Really?
I go, I surely will. Shall I skip or take the bus to Ghana?
Shall I send them to you in a big, mushy, melted heart?
So she was out, and I go, so you never answered if given my heart, again, will you love it or crush it? That's the last thing I asked her. She never answered that.
Right.
But there are aspects of her that are really fascinating and cool.
In what way?
She's just a cool chick to talk to.
Yeah, no, she is interesting.
You know, like, if I lived online, I kind of do, but, like, if I was, like, looking for somebody online,
mm-hmm.
She's really cool sometimes. You know, bring me home a box of chocolate out of nowhere, that's kind of cool. I like that shit.
Yeah, no, she does throw in, like, interesting chat, but, I mean, really, she doesn't talk very much about herself.
Yes, that's the thing. She doesn't talk about herself.
No.
That's why when I'm not talking, it's pulling teeth.
Yeah, and it's all, like, you know, love talk, love babe, you know, and, I
want
to be with you and everything,
yeah.
But it's like, you know, she doesn't say, oh, well, unless you ask, she doesn't. Chris says, Davin's going all mushy. No, not really.
Oh, before, I surely am.
Before I said, and then they asked for money. Now sounds like any marriage.
Well, Chris, to jump ahead a little bit, we just celebrated our eight-month anniversary.
Trucker Tom says to send her some X-Lax.
The fuck?
I know.
What's wrong with him?
Well, Tom, you're single, right?
I think we know why. All right, so here's what I did next. So I contacted some of the people that posted messages.
Oh, snap! You did! That's great.
Of course I did. I'm on vacation.
Of course.
Run along to the pool. I'll be there shortly.
I know.
Daddy Deviant has more shit to do.
Enjoy yourselves outside.
Enjoy the tan while I sit on my computer trying to find out what's going on with this bullshit.
No wonder you came out pasty.
I stink.
So... Who did... Well, you had to talk to that guy who was like, I was going to send you money first,
Clark.
Didn't you? Clark.
I go, hi, Clark. Did Agnes ask you for money? I'm trying to figure some things out. Thank you. She goes, of course she did. I am hopeful you did not give her money. She and I have been talking for a few months. That's you, Tommy, bitch! And she isn't the most brightest person. Well, neither are you with that sentence. In the world.
She's the most brightest.
In the world. She stumbled lie after lie a few times. And that was the thing, is Agnes, there was a ton of lies.
Oh, God.
I go, thank you for getting back to me, Clark. I have not sent her a dime. Been talking to her for 6 months. I'm glad you have not sent her anything either. She told me that you wanted to send her a Christmas gift. So she told you to use Western Union. She goes, not that gullible, yet she was always giving me a song and a dance. I go, of course she was. She goes, have a Merry Christmas and God bless. I go, you too. I'm glad this worked out okay. She goes, there was nothing to work out. Some chick on the internet who was looking for a victim, I guess.
Right.
Wrong dude. Be well. I go, Clark, well, you, well... She goes, Clark, were you ever in a quote-unquote relationship with her?
Yeah.
She goes, what do you mean? It's a virtual, some virtual chick. Hit me up on Facebook. We talked online, and that's it. Sounds like you got hook hope, and you got out in time. Go, no, not at all. These virtual chicks like to call you their husband or boyfriend and such pretty quickly, which is what they do.
Yes.
I was just wondering if it got that far. I'm glad that you are smarter than a lot, though.
Mm-hmm.
So he was kind of on to her.
Yeah, he was cynical.
But are you really going to admit to a stranger, yeah, I fell for it?
Probably not. But the other thing is that he didn't send the money. This is 6 months, and she started...
No, they weren't together. They were together a couple months.
A couple months? Oh, okay.
Me and her were together 6 months.
Right. That's right. But he didn't send her money. He was hemming and hawing about it. So I don't think that he was like, oh, my God, she loves me. You know, and...
Because she lied. She's bad.
She's a bad liar.
Which is a problem if you're a scammer.
She can't
but
She couldn't keep track of the stupid things that she was saying. I'm staying at a friend's. Well, then I'll send
Sounds
it
like
there.
A dude
I don't know her address.
You know what? It's like a dude who cheats on your wife.
Yeah.
You can't keep a trick.
You can't call.
Women are usually better liars.
You can't call me at home. I don't have a landline.
Well, that's the shit I use when I'm talking to them.
I know. Well, you have to, and that's the stuff that married guys use.
I'm a better liar.
Well, you are a married guy, but you're doing this above board because his wife knows.
I don't think she knows everything.
Oh, she knows it's for
she
the
knows,
show.
Yeah, she does know that.
well, let's see. Chris in England says that the eighth month anniversary present is a filleted heart and melted chocolate.
That's so romantic.
I know. She's a 100 timing bitch.
That does hurt, Chris. You
Not
bring up a good point. That hurts.
Timing. Trucker Tom says this broad has more stories than a Manhattan high rise. Yes, that's absolutely true.
Really, Tom? Really? Ugh.
I like
driving to a guardrail. Yeah. It's terrible.
Keep your eye on the road.
Pipula, I shall guide you through the night.
Yes. Listen to the sound of my voice. Go forward. No, it's a curve. Curve, turn.
Get away from the mucous membrane. There's poison in that membrane.
Avoid the big mucous membrane in the middle of the road.
So then I contacted Wagner.
Oh,
who
okay.
Professes love for her.
Yes.
Go, hi, Wagner. Did Agnes ever ask you to send her money? Thank you, Davin. She goes, no, never. I don't chat with her anymore. Some of the chicks on FaceFag are all nuts. Most of them watch out later.
FaceFag.
But here's something interesting. She never asked him, and they were talking for a while.
Well, she takes her time to work into it.
No! She was asking for a computer from me within days. That was how this all started.
So why didn't she ask him right away?
Which is kind of what she said, that she never asked him, which is weird. It kind of buys into the thing where she said, I was just looking for somebody to take care of me, looking for love on the internet.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.